Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joe Rogan, you may have heard about this, made comments about young people getting vaccinated. It's getting a lot of buzz. He said, if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I say no.
I just said, I don't think that if you're a young, healthy person that you need it. Their argument was you need it for other people.
So you say young, healthy people should get vaccinated?
Absolutely.
A top Washington Post investigative journalist has come out and pointed out what Dr. Francis Boyle and others said on the show a year ago, but with the evidence that Fauci's covering up the Wuhan lab leak because he was running the secret illegal operations there, which is documented. But the fact is the Washington Post has come out with this. That means big changes are afoot.
So Robert Redfield, who was the CDC director at the time, a trained virologist, he says, I took a look at this virus, and I concluded that it is so powerful that it must have been evolved in a lab setting, and he pointed to the gain-of-function research, and they called him a racist, a conspiracy theorist, and all the rest. The godfather of that industry, the head of the pyramid, is a guy you may have heard of called Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, the hero of the pandemic, is the most important person in the world of gain-of-function research there is. In other words, he is, and not just him, there's Francis Collins at the NIH and some other people, but basically, He is the one dispersing all of the grants for this. He is the one who pushed to turn it back on after Obama turned it back off. That's a whole nother crazy story. He turned it back on without really consulting the White House. That's breaking news.
Gain of function experiments. And what that means are experiments that make the virus more dangerous or more deadly. It's a sort of research that we don't do in Canada that is frowned upon in most parts of the world.
A former spy chief says the lab idea shouldn't be dismissed as conspiracy.
It's an engineered escapee from the Wuhan Institute. It was the result of an accident. And that the virus is the consequence of, you know, gain-function experiments.
And now it's a two-front war. First, it was against COVID-19. And I'm not trying to excuse the Chinese government. This was a predictable leak. I've been saying that for years. And then China, this communist dictatorship, covered it up right from the very get-go. Clearly a crime against humanity. They could have brought it under control immediately, and they did not. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were forcibly inoculated with the original Franken-shots, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled, and those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces. Just extrapolate when they're going to give these Franken-shots to everyone.
There are 7.5+ billion people on this planet. The globalists see themselves as guardians of the Earth, guardians of the galaxy, and that they are doing an emergency stunning, poisoning, dumbing down, and then culling of the human population.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look.
And they have decided that they own the world because they created all this digital made-up garbage, and now they need to get us in debt, they need to get rid of our local economies, they need to bankrupt us and put us into a position of total control.
After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the
Brandi Parker McFadden is confined to her hospital bed at Vanderbilt.
Can you walk right now?
No, I can't walk.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot, she explains she lost her ability to move from her shoulders down.
I thought maybe, if anything, I'd probably get like flu-like symptoms because I'd already had COVID. But I never in a million years thought I would never be able to get up and go to the bathroom.
The globalists are moving us into a post human world. And when I sit here and I say a post-human world, I mean a post-human world. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns and the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
What's it really all about? What do they mean when they say they're going to take us for everything we've got? It means our life, our genetics, our future. Oh my God.
You say that you want to go to a land that's far away. How are we supposed to get there with the way that we're living today? You talk lots about God. Freedom comes from the call, but that's not what this bitch wants. Not what I want at all. I want money.
Monday, May 3rd, 2021. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got massive breaking news on so many fronts, it makes my head nearly spin if I didn't have God as my North Star. We're going to have open phones throughout the first 3 hours before Gerald Celente takes over in the fourth hour ahead of the three-hour transmission, known as the War Room of Owen Stroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. I am Alex Jones. This is the vaunted transmission. Let me do this. The only way to cover this properly is to tell you the stacks I've got here and then to open the phones up, which I'm going to do, again, throughout the transmission. I intend to be going to your calls after the bottom of the hour, coming up in about 25 minutes. We have a controlled takedown of the biology of humanity through these mutagenic Franken-shots and the mounting death tolls and major, extremely prestigious publications coming out and admitting that, oh, we made a mistake. The spike protein in COVID-19 is what really hurts you, and the body's having an autoimmune response and attacking itself when you take these vaccines, they're so-called vaccines, because it's then attacking the protein in your brain, the protein in your heart valves, the protein in your uterus, the protein in your other parts of your tissues. Incredible. And to watch the mounting heart attacks from healthy people as young as 15 years of age when they take any of these vaccines, because they're all basically doing the same thing. You could never create a vaccine for the, quote, common cold, because it's such a common protein, you would cause an autoimmune response and or allergic response, and it's certainly now happening. Incredible developments on that front. When I open the phones up, I want to ask you about two major topics. We don't really screen your calls, but if you want to tell us where you're, how you're listening, or want to tell us what you want to talk about, put a little thing out of the side. It gives me an idea when I go to you, but you just tell us your name, where you're calling from. That suffices. We love to talk to you as long as you've got a good, clean phone line. But I want to ask you about hundreds of publications that I've personally seen from the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the USA Today. And it's the same all over the world, or it's the Sydney Morning Herald, or whether it's Bild in Germany, or whether it's the London Guardian in the UK. They're all saying, oh, you are going to have forced inoculations, or you're not going to have a job or leave your house or go on a plane or a bus or a ship or anything else. And we're just going to pressure you till you do it, and that's the way it is. Oh, and by the way, these vaccines don't even protect you, and the masks never come off either. And it's total dystopia. It's a boot stomping on the face forever. What is your line in the sand? Because so many people are like, well, I've already had inoculations, and yeah, I might have gotten sick a few times, or I might have had a family member die of a vaccine, but I'm going to go ahead and just gut up and take it, because I want things to go back to normal. They're not going back to normal, A, and then B, this is a mutating system that makes your body attack itself. Do you understand? So I want to ask listeners what you plan to do to stop this incremental rollout to force inoculation, where they're going to put those of us that don't comply in the next few years on their timetable, unless we stop them, in ghettos, in concentration camps with the contact tracers. They're already announcing this in Europe and Canada, and it's all a global standardized program, so it's coming here. What are you going to do about that? And then, you know, the other big question, criminal elements of our government, the eugenicists that have been in control of our science since the 1870s, all came out of England with Sir Francis Galton, who was a Malthusianist. He followed Malthus. And everything we're under today is Malthusianism. That's what the globalists are. They're Malthusians. You might want to search that term, read about Malthus. I mean, you want to know the form of government you're under, right? The old republics are being swept away, and a form of Malthusianism is being injected literally and figuratively into our culture. And it's the controlled collapse for everybody else with tiny elites in armored fortresses above us. And so did the black people, more than 30,000, injected with live syphilis, who then spread it to hundreds of thousands, who spread it to millions, did they have a right, if they knew they were being forcibly injected with syphilis, a deadly disease, to fight back? And the answer from the FBI is no. The government is God. We're going to kill black people. Remember, they're woke all day and love black people, but that's just a cover for their Chinese death camps and their vaccines killing everybody. But that's who these groups are. So I'm asking you, did folks at Tuskegee have a right to defend themselves? And CNN would say no. And of course, they didn't just inject black people. They were doing this to everybody. They were doing it to disadvantaged groups that they could control. Poor Appalachian whites, Native Americans, indigenous groups in Latin America. And it's not just the U.S. government that did this. The French government, the Israeli government, the South African government, they all do it to their own people and other folks. The Israelis microwaved more than 20,000 children we know of, many of them to death, in radiation chambers. You look that up. It's called the ringworm children. And when Jews would come in from all over the world who didn't pass muster after World War II, this went on from the 50s into the 70s, they would just take them in and put them in a radiation chamber and fry them. So that's just an example of just one other country doing this. And it's all in the mainline literature. They would tell him, oh, you got ringworm, which is a fungus. Instead of giving him an antifungal cream, they said, just step into this stainless steel lead-lined chamber and enjoy the love. So would they have a right to fight back? The answer is no. Government is God. The scientific elite is God. And you have no rights. You will be microwaved. You will be given syphilis. You will be given Ebola. You will be given a autoimmune disease. You will become allergic to yourself. And you will shed it and transfer it communicably, infectiously, to others. Isn't that just liberal? That's the other little fun one. Gates said, oh, COVID's just the test. Soon terrorists will be releasing deadly viruses everywhere. And he started laughing with Fareed Zakaria and others because we're the terrorists against the earth, remember? That's what they call us. We're the disease. We're the virus. And so now we're being turned into engines to slowly kill ourselves. So enjoy the mass death.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding, Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Takeover, and it's that it leaked from the Wuhan lab. You know that Fauci and Gates and the globalists were running those major operations and funding the gain-of-function programs that were moved from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 2015 to Wuhan, 2016. But look at the timing when Trump was winning the trade war with China, the Democrats were failing, the U.S. economy was roaring back. They needed an excuse under Operation Lockstep to clamp the world down. They'd always had this plan for the Great Reset when they implode the global currencies, bring in a world currency to use a virus to lock things down ahead of that so the public is under martial law when the financial collapse takes place. So there's not a panic. And so if you had all of the timing and China playing up the fear and the UN being prepared and all the drills beforehand that exactly paralleled what actually happened, this was 100% totally and completely premeditated. And I'm going to cover all of that throughout the broadcast today, but I want to give the number out on, they now announced, I played the clips on the Sunday show, I'll play them again, but it's not just CNN or MSNBC or ABC, it's USA Today, it's all the big papers say, New York Times, hey, you need to get your shots. You're not going to be allowed to have a job or travel. And yes, we're going to have an international vaccine passport that's standardized by the UN that China already proposed a year ago. And so it doesn't matter what your government does. These companies and corporations and others aren't going to let you do it unless you accept the standardized global system. They've already got it standardized. They've already got it set up. They've already got it ready. They're already habituating everybody with the QR codes for menus, and then you got to register to go to all these different, you know, the museum or the planetarium or the outdoor gardens, botanical gardens. Oh, we don't let you just come and pay $2 anymore. No. You have to register online, and then only a certain number are allowed in. This is the new system where your movement is all controlled by AI smartphone, and then you're allotted where you can go and what you can do. That's been the official plan. For decades, they had PR videos called Plantopolis that we probably played 100 times here. We've been playing for 11 years on air that are shown to school children in the UK, where it described all of this. Now, my film years before that, Endgame, 3 years before that, described it from their own documents. But then, 3 years after Endgame, they came out with 10 different cartoons produced by the UN with the Rockefeller Foundation showing what we're now under. We're just in the beginning of it. So this is an exact operation, and places where people capitulate, they're under it already. Places where people fight back, it goes slower. That's why we've got to get our governors and legislatures pushing back like DeSantis has done and say no to this and realize it's megalomaniacal, it's methodical, it is a takeover plan. Now, let me tell you what's coming up. I want to talk about that. And what you're going to do to stop it and where you think this is going. And how are they going to respond to the already hundreds of thousands that are getting sick and dying in the U.S. alone, not to mention in Europe. And all these countries have banned the vaccines. But here in the U.S., they say, oh, everybody takes it. Everybody loves it. It's kooky to say there's a problem. And AI on all the major platforms censors anyone, including people that have had family members die, including people that are paralyzed, including people that had miscarriages. If you criticize what happened, you get deleted. And then if you keep posting it, banned on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. I mean, this is just savage suppression of Consumer Reports. This is big tech merged with big pharma. What a nightmare scenario. And so how do you respond to that? And then this really huge piece of news that I'm going to be getting to after we've taken a raft of calls. President Trump releases explosive message. The fraudulent presidential election 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie. And I've talked to a lot of insiders. I've talked to a lot of people close to the president. He is intending to run. And we've known that for a while. But now Nigel Farage has come out and said he will run again. He's talked to him. And that he's got the stamina. He's got it all. And so how does that comport into things? And I like Trump a lot. I think he means well. But he needs to backtrack on the vaccine. And he needs to, you know, say that he was hoodwinked by Fauci and others. And that it's really dangerous and a problem. Because I think it disqualifies Trump. Now that we know the vaccine is deadly, it is bad, it does cause autoimmune problems, it doesn't protect you, the evidence by still wear the mask, all the lies. We need Trump to come out and we need him to start abandoning the vaccine and say that he was conned by these people. That will absolutely defeat the globalists if he'll do that. But for me, it really is a litmus test. We put up with him doing nothing about censorship. Now, he was censored 1 month before the election. I said, by the election, he'll be censored. He's going to win in a landslide. They're going to steal the election. And then they're going to take him off every platform. I said that 6 weeks before, 4 weeks before. In fact, guys, ask the archivist. We have an archivist, thanks to your support, that we pay a meager sum. He does an amazing job. Who's really good at finding stuff. And I know I said it probably about 50 times to lay out exactly what would happen. Hell, on Joe Rogan, I said he'll win by a landslide in the states that he barely won last time. Then they're going to steal it from him. Then they're going to censor him because he's done nothing. I mean, that was his big failure. So this is tough love with Trump. But we've already had this rodeo before, and so I will support him for president. But that does not mean that he now gets to give us a repeat of what he's done. He has to admit where he was wrong and where he got conned. Because if he continues to sign on to the vaccine, it means they're blackmailing him or something's going on because Trump is not stupid. And this is not a vaccine. So I want to give the number out and get your take on Trump 2024. He's going to run. He might change his mind. I knew this from people that have met with Trump. And I'll leave it at that. Recently, a lot of folks have met with Trump. I am going to go back to Florida very, very soon and meet with a lot of people. I'll leave it at that. And I'll tell them the same thing I'm saying here on air to their face. But that's just how this is. And Trump is surrounded by a swirling group of sycophants and political nitwits, and it's just pathetic. And he needs the grassroots that already swept him into power for change to back him, or we need somebody like DeSantis or General Flynn if Trump won't come out against the vaccine. I know General Flynn understands it's not really a vaccine, it's dangerous, and it's a fraud and a takeover plan. He said so, and he's also endorsed our detailed analysis on SPAR's war game, 2025-2028. And I'm going to leave it at that. But this is a very serious time for the Republic. We just need your prayers because what I'm doing is obviously extremely dangerous. They're going after anybody that tries to resist the globalist takeover at the next level. And I'm not a loser if they kill me or indict me or arrest me. They're going to spin that like I'm a big loser. No, I'm a winner for my country and humanity. And I did this willingly and knowingly. Okay? So don't let them grab a defeat for us from the jaws of victory. I'm going to give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. I want to take first-time callers in the first round of calls, 877-789-2539. What do you think about those big subjects I just threw out? So much more on the other side. Stay with us.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. we're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We'll get your phone calls here in a few minutes at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, then later, I've got the first board of calls is gone. I'll open the phones up for everybody. Wide open phones throughout the entire broadcast today. I'll be going to your calls coming up here in a few minutes. But let me make another criticism of Trump. And I don't make these criticisms so I can say, oh, look how the great man stumbled as some Monday morning quarterback. I was in the game. I was on the field for all of this. Take January 6th. Trump has this big event. He wants an event. He says he wants an event. No Republicans will step up. So I go out and get the fundraisers and get the money. In fact, I started putting the money down first. And then other people came and paid for it. Because, again, the Republican Party didn't pay for it, and the taxpayer didn't pay. When you have an event like that,
got to pay for the bulletproof glass, the Secret Service, the security, the porta potties, the fences, all of it. And so a million people conservatively showed up in D.C. And we're down at the Ellipse. And I'm hearing, yes, we've talked to the president. He's going to announce 20 minutes at the end of his speech that he's going to march to the Capitol. And then we're going to open up the side gate and let you out. And then you're going to go and lead the crowd when they leave to that. Because Trump thought it would be 30,000 people. That's what he had set for the Ellipse. It was every street surrounded, the whole Washington Monument up the hill. And I'm like asking, because I'd heard this for like a week that I was the one that was going to lead this. I'm looking and I'm going, how am I supposed to lead that with a bullhorn? They won't be able to hear me back 200 yards, even 100 yards. And then I'm sitting there while Trump's speaking, and I get up and I go to the bathroom so I can look over the fence, and I just see masses of people already going to the Capitol that couldn't hear Trump in the Ellipse because his voice wasn't reaching out 10% of the distance of the crowds that were just descended on D.C. I had a really bad feeling, and I'm thinking, this is weird. And I was telling my wife, sitting next to me, I have a bad feeling about this. I said, I wonder, you know, if these Republican people with the White House are lying to us that I'm supposed to lead this. There's no way I'm going to be able to lead this. And then I see the woman behind the Secret Service, talking to Secret Service, talking to White House officials. And then all of a sudden, Trump looks right at me. I'm in the row right there. And he goes, and I'm going to join you after you march to the Capitol. And I'm like, okay. And they come, they open it up. I go out and I say, I need to use the bathroom. And the police go, you can use the bathroom. Secret Service go, you can use the uniform Secret Service. You can use the bathroom over here. Use the bathroom. We all use the bathroom. And then I go and the crowds are already still going. And I get up on a big riser where they got monuments and big planters of trees. And I say, let's be peaceful. Let's march. And the reason I'm telling the story today is I deferred to the president. I deferred to the Secret Service. I deferred to the federal government, imagining Trump was still in control. Trump believed he had a stage set up. Trump believed he was going to speak. All his rallies are peaceful. He thought they'd be peaceful. And then we got completely suckered into that thing with a few hundred Antifa provocateurs and others that were able to hype up via the Q movement to make some of the people really believe that they were supposed to storm the Capitol. And that's now come out. Now, my point is, Trump needs to learn from this. I sure as hell did. Because by the time of January 6th, I'd have been told this, that he had 3% of his staff was still there. 3% out of 100%. So out of thousands of staff, he was down to 3%, maybe a couple dozen people, most of them globalist operatives. And so Trump, he's told, oh, and I've got a rally at the Ellipse, and then I'm going to have a rally down at the White House. Down at the Capitol. And if I'd have been planning this, I would have called for hundreds of security. I would have been talking to the Secret Service. I've been talking to the federal police, the Capitol Police, but I didn't. I just deferred and then got marched into a trap by people we know inside the White House. I've confirmed were trying to set me up and thinking I was so dumb that I would go along with the attack on the Capitol. And I'd be in the bottom of that solitary confinement jail in D.C. right now. So that's how serious this is. And so I'm not just going to support Trump again if he's not being advised by people I know that aren't his enemy and my enemy. Because you can get a good guy like Trump in, but if he doesn't control who's around him, you might as well put Satan in there. And then we all get blamed for what Trump does. So this is a big deal, folks. This is a big deal. I remember my security came to me that morning at like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. before we started walking down to the Ellipse to try to get in through those giant crowds. And it was scary because you had to fight your way through. It took me an hour to get through the crowds up to the Secret Service line and get into the Ellipse. And when I got there, my security guys were going, yeah, our other security guys went out and checked the Capitol. They said there's already people attacking the police down there. They said Antifa. And I never thought the police would end up standing down because they were undermanned because the Capitol Police Chief sent most of them away, which was later confirmed. And, of course, my guys were all talking to the Capitol Police later that day. They knew they were set up. They knew what happened. They all know what's going on. So we were all set up, the Capitol Police, I was, everybody. And as best we can tell, the Secret Service, basically, an element of it, ran the setup of Trump. Just like they ran the killing of Kennedy in 63. And so this country is completely infiltrated from top to bottom. Every agency at the top is rotten. And this can't be fixed with politics. This can't be fixed with demonstrations, though those are important. It's got to be fixed with God. We've got to repent. We've got to start saying no to evil. We've got to spend time with our families. And we've just got to get back to God because this country's cursed. It really is. And I love America, and it stood for a lot of good things. It's done a lot of great things. It really stood for individualism. And that's now been replaced by a bunch of spoiled brats. And it's a very complex issue. But I watched Trump do nothing on the censorship but words. I watched him secure the border. I watched him stand up to China. That was great. I watched him get the economy going. A lot of great things. But then him being bamboozled by the vaccine because he wanted to get the economy going. They said, oh, we'll be locked down for 2-3 years. He said, no way. Let's get a vaccine. If folks want it, they can have it. If folks don't, they can do it. And that did get things reopened, and it did piss off Bill Gates and all them who already had the vaccines ready. Again, they're not really vaccines. So still at the same time, if Trump would have just come out stoically like we did in the 50s with the Chinese flu and just said, take your vitamin D and, you know, don't be scared and let's get over it. He kind of got like that the last few months and took the mask off and, you know, a day late, a dollar short. And I'm not some Monday morning quarterback questioning Trump. I've been in the trenches, getting him elected, building the base, building the populist movement, and I've been through all the wars. I've been persecuted for supporting Trump, and then I was there and watched him, surrounded by his enemies, try to set him up for prison and me up for prison, and Trump needs to acknowledge that, and his son needs to acknowledge that. Now, again, I admire Trump. It's a love-hate relationship. Whenever they told him, they said in the news, if you keep running for president, if you organize the Republicans to take control of the Republican Party, which he has control, we are going to indict your inner circle, your son, and then you. And now the Southern District has begun that 2 days after he announced new rallies. So that part of me loves Trump, that he's bold, he's just like I am, he's not going to be intimidated, he's not going to back down. That's the spirit. I'm just voicing to you to open the phones up. What's your idea on this? How do you think I navigate this? Because I'm not normally torn on something, but I have mixed feelings about Trump. Toll-free number, 877-789-2539. I'm going to go to your calls, then when I start the next hour, have you seen the new CIA recruiting videos? It's meant to demoralize the government, break up the intelligence agencies, and end HUMAT for the machine takeover. I've got their number. I'm going to break all this down and so much more coming up. But Trump is running 2024. You heard it here first. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment, and then I've got so much news to hit next hour, interspersed with your calls. Wait till you see the new CIA recruiting videos. In the past, this is what you would recruit if you wanted to set people up and bring down an agency. They want mentally ill people that are neurotic, who don't even know who they are. That's because they're ending HUMET. They're ending the intelligence agencies. It's all going AI. It's all going big tech. That is the intelligence agency of the future. And then special robot forces directed by the AI to go out and kill those that don't submit. Most of us will be thrown in ghettos to starve to death, though. Under the globalist model. It's all official. That's how I can make the film Endgame. But I was just in the coffee room getting myself some delicious Wake Up America coffee, literally. And there was the puppet globalist, rubber-faced Joker character, Cuomo, saying, "It is Trump's fault. This is political. I didn't do anything wrong in the nursing homes." He knowingly shipped COVID patients. That's a real serious pneumonia. People had pneumonia. They had flu. They put sick people in nursing homes. But wouldn't let their families in because they might be contagious. So they could properly kill them and then put them on a ventilator and get that extra $53,000. So imagine there's a bounty on killing these folks. But now he's proud of himself, just like the NBC anchor that famously said he was shot down in a helicopter. He's now the NBC fact checker show, Brian Williams. Again, it would be like having Jeffrey Dahmer do a show against cannibalism or Hitler being an anti-Nazi. I mean, it's or Lex Luthor is against the Legion of Doom. It's upside down world. And there he is, rubbing your nose, and oh, the excuse is Trump. Trump had a political investigation of me. They didn't even do an investigation. It's Letitia James that ordered, put in power by Soros, the Attorney General in New York, who ordered the nursing homes, because some of them were squeamish about it, to take the patients or she would have them arrested. And now she runs the investigation against him. So here he is just minutes ago. I thought we'd show this because it's just true chutzpah. Here it is.
And here come a flurry of questions. And so now the governor of New York just moments ago asked about the nursing home scandal, and he blamed former President Trump. Watch.
Governor, can we assume that you won't be making any definitive decisions about your future after the release of this AG report, regardless of what's said in it, and instead you're going to wait until the impeachment inquiry is done in the state assembly? Am I
saying? Yeah, nursing homes is being looked at by the Eastern District. That was a political investigation started by Donald Trump, who politicized not just COVID, but then politicized nursing homes and policies towards nursing homes, and wanted to blame Democratic governors like myself and Michigan and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. It was all our fault. And then had his political Department of Justice start an investigation. And they were a political Department of Justice. There was no doubt about that. So that's being done by the Department of Justice. And I've already told New Yorkers where I am. I did nothing wrong, and period. And I'm not resigning, and I'm doing my job.
Yeah. The Justice Department is a Republican political group. Sure. Yeah, that's – and I'm an Easter Bunny from Pluto. So there it is in your face. Let's go ahead and go to the phone calls here. Let's talk to Josh in Florida. You're on the air, my friend. What do you make of all this?
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I want to make a comment on the line in the sand and then about Trump 2024. But first, I want to give a shout-out to your Ultra 12. You know, I have sleep apnea, so sometimes I wake up groggy. I do a drop with a bat, and within 10, 15 minutes, I'm ready to go. So thanks for that. And I kind of want to let you know what's going on in the dating world. So on these dating apps, there are a lot of females. They have their mask on as their main picture, and I'm having conversations now with women, and it's pretty bizarre to where we're actually talking, hey, are you getting the vaccine? If not, hey, you know, I respect that decision if you are, but I don't think this is going to work. And I think that's the line of the sand now. If I see you driving with a mask on, if that's your profile picture, you're just not somebody I need in my life. So that's
well, there's actually a report on InfoWars where there's a bunch of videos and tweets where Democrats say, I'm going to wear my mask forever as a sign of being a Democrat. So they love the Stockholm Syndrome. I see women particularly in their cars in Texas. This isn't like, you know, New York or London, still wearing them. And they make like three-year-old babies wear them. They make their dogs wear them. So it's a virtue signal. And, yeah, a lot of women are saying, you know, if you don't wear a mask, you haven't been vaccinated, I'm not going to date you. Well, I mean, I think this is the cultural divide. And so we have to let the dead bury the dead, try to warn them. But move on. I know a lot of guys who tell me that women will find out that they were a Trump supporter. They'll Google their name after, you know, they set up a date and say, oh, I don't want to date you now because you supported Trump. They want to be in a cult. Let them be in a cult and let them separate themselves. They want to use peer pressure on us. We don't want to use peer pressure from them. Thank them for letting you know who they are. They'll find a good cuck male that'll walk behind them. and that, you know, can do the dishes for them and everything else, and then they'll be totally miserable. Again, these are women under Stockholm syndrome working for a system that wants them dead, and so feel sorry for them. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate your call. Very interesting point. Let's go ahead and take another call. You know what? I'm going to go to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get rolling through these calls. Patty and Bob and Jerry and DJ and Ken and Enzo and John and Nick and everybody else. I didn't mention all the news we've got. We've got huge Great Reset news. We've got more expansion of the probe and the directed energy weapons that are hitting U.S. personnel, which I have no doubt is going on. That's not imaginary, like Patrick Leahy or whatever those idiots' names are in the Senate. And we've also got just a bunch of news dealing with Trump getting ready to run for 2025 and the fact that the majority of Americans, not just Republicans, know the election was a fraud. That is a big defeat to the globalists. And as negative as a lot of the things are I cover, the world is really rejecting this tyranny. And so we've just got to be leaders in our communities and say no to all this, and the followers will follow. And I know that patriots don't want to be leaders. You already have an inner compass. You already feel satisfied. Got a connection to God. You're confident. And it's all these control freaks want power. Well, you better start getting into the positions of power, because if you don't, you have abdicated, both as an advocate and as, say, a royal stepping down, abdication, letting them take over your life. And you are the royal. You are the sovereign in our republic. God is above you. But they want to get rid of God and have us in this globalist system where they, the bureaucrats, are the new lords, and we are the serfs. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We have been selling them for as low as $3.95 a piece. It's been a great, successful operation. But starting next Monday, they are going to go back to full price. Because I thought everybody would buy the, you know, Summit $14.95, Summit $9.95, Summit $3.95. Because if you buy them in bulk, they're as low as $3.95. Everybody's buying the $3.95, so it's very successful getting the film out there, and you can make copies of it, and I want you to wake folks up, Operation Endgame. But so successful that it's not going to crack the nut if we're selling all of the film on average for about $4.50. We average it all together. So we're going to go to $9.95 as the lowest price next week, which is still a great deal. It's a nice donation to the operation, so please get it. But if you want to get it at that super low price for 10 copies for $3.95 apiece, and be part of Operation Endgame, InfoWarsStore.com. That ends next Monday. Also, what ends tomorrow? As in tomorrow morning. Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, 95% humanoid, the strongest one out there that we know of. If there's something stronger, we hadn't found it, or we would get that manufacturer to make it. Limited supply came in because the supply chain breakdowns. Haven't had it in 5-6 months. It's back in. It goes to regular price tomorrow because it's months and months till more comes in. And we got to fund our operation. So up front, for people that are big supporters, get 50% off. It goes back to the regular price, still well worth it. It's got 4.9 stars, 97% reviews, InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And also, we have the VasoBeats Super Beat Concentrate for your heart and your liver and your vascular system. It is 50% off as well. That will continue for another week or so because we've got a decent supply of it. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.